I'm George Capinelli. Welcome to Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people, passion, and purpose meet.
And I'm Alan Huttner. Hey, I'm your host with George at the place where boomers, elders, and conscious members of younger generations come to listen, learn, and participate in a lifestyle revolution. Join us for in-depth interviews with world-class experts and authors, provocative commentaries, humorous and informative special features interspersed with some great music.
Today we're going to be talking about the ruts of ordinary perception. This is the first in a series of shows in which we'll explore ways we can gain new perspectives on the larger mystery that is life. You'll sit in on an interview today with Alan and Ralph Metzner, one of the true pioneers in the use of consciousness-expanding drugs.
And medicines. We also have music interludes with Joan Baez, Imagine, Bob Dylan, Trying to Get to Heaven, Van Morrison, When Will I Ever Learn, and Barbara Streisand, On a Clear Day. There's worse things than being alone. I don't know. That's
a Willie song.
Yeah. We're not going to do that.
No, we're not doing that.
Willie's out today. Yeah. All right. And we'll share another You Gotta Be Kidding news segment, introduce you to one of my Rudy raps, and engage an editorial from George, and much more.
So welcome to Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people come to celebrate living consciously and aging wisely in the 21st century.
Imagine there's no heaven. No hell below us, above us only sky.
Let's talk about the ruts of ordinary perception. What are they? Why are we talking about them? And what can happen when we learn to get out of them? The ruts of perception comes from Huxley, Aldous Huxley, English novelist, poet, humanist, and one of the early pioneers in psychedelic drugs. To be shaken out of the ruts of ordinary perception, to be shown for a few timeless hours the outer and inner worlds, not as they appear to one obsessed with words and notions, but as they are apprehended directly and unconditionally by our souls, this is an experience of inestimable value. To be shaken out of the ruts of perception, is it possible? Clearly, Huxley thought it was, as have countless other pioneers who have experimented with the boundaries of human consciousness using prayer, reflection, meditation, consciousness-altering drugs, medicinal plants, breathwork, yoga, fasting, and even the power of undiluted observation.
And you've probably done all of those, right, George?
Most of them.
Yeah. Okay, just checking in.
Yep.
So let's begin by asking you a couple of questions. Are you willing to step outside the boundaries formed by your current beliefs and practices and experience a different reality? Are you willing to consider that your beliefs may be keeping you limited and that by changing them, you can make the rest of your life the best time of your life.
Essential questions, especially for those of us who are in the second half of life. And remember, Alan, especially remember, this includes everyone who is 40 plus. We're challenged as few generations before us by this demographic revolution that will see 50% of our population over 50 for the first time in history. This is a remarkable time of opportunities, and it's also a time where young people who will inherit the world will also have remarkable opportunities. But young and old alike also have responsibilities, and to meet them, we'll have to harvest our wisdom and experience, make sense of our lives, and invest this sense in the world.
Why? Because our world is moving at a mind-boggling speed. Everybody's talking about accelerations, and often with reckless disregard for the consequences of those of us who are committed to more expanded consciousness and the mission to bring our wisdom to the game of life. But to do this, we can't keep doing the same old. We need to find ways to get out of the ruts of old beliefs and habits. And one of the largest ruts is our definition of reality. In fact, our definition of reality determines whether our lives are limited or limitlessness. Limitless.
Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, said, "Whatever the mind can conceive of and believe in, it can achieve." Henry Ford said, "Whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right." Two wise ones saying the same thing in different words. Our beliefs determine the quality and boundary of our lives. So if we want to change our lives, we're going to need to change some of our beliefs.
If we don't, then the old cliche comes into play. If you continue to do what you've always done, you will always get what you previously gotten. So let's look for more clues in Huxley's advice. He says, to be shown for a few timeless hours the outer and inner worlds. Shown when and by who? The when is always and the who is life. But we have to be willing to move past our words and notions. We also need to experience new dimensions in both the inner and outer worlds.
To do this, we have to spend more time on the right side of our brains, where insight, imagination, intuition, and creativity reside, rather than on the left side of our brains, where all of those words and notions are stored. This is where reflection, prayer, meditation, envisioning, fasting, conscious expanding substances, and a whole lot more come in. They allow us to experience the great mystery rather than stay in the limited version of reality played out in what Carl Jung once called this land of boxes. For example, you know, Alan, that phrase, this land of boxes, it comes from Jung's autobiography. He had a near-death experience, and he left his body and came back. And while he was out of his body, he found a doctor in outer space, literally. And this doctor said to him, "Carl, you have to go back. Your time's not over." And his first thought was, "Oh, my God, I have to go back to that land of boxes." You know,
what about knowings? You know, we're obviously a society of many. I believe this. I believe that. We fight wars over our beliefs. And you don't hear too much about what's a direct knowing or a willingness to say, "I don't know."
Well, we're going to do a number of shows on that difference between believing and knowing. And Carl Jung was the one who spent a lot of time identifying that difference. Mm-hmm. So it's fundamentally important because, let's face it, most of us build our lives on beliefs. And those beliefs are those that we've gotten from others who've gotten them in turn from others before them. So this thing that you're bringing up, which is called knowing, is really essential and fundamental. And so if the more we know, I believe, the more easily we will be able to get out of Huxley's ruts of ordinary perception. And the knowing is going to come from the experimentation with all of these things we talked about, breath work and so forth and so on.
And,
so,
and Metzner coming up has to say about that too.
Yes, indeed.
Nation Radio. Love, laugh, enjoy life.
Age Nation Radio.
Elizabeth Rose here, co-producer of the thought-provoking and life-enhancing TransitionsTeleseminars.com series, inviting you to listen to prominent guests conversing on love, spirituality, money, sexuality, and the mystical. This series is hosted by your Age Nation Radio magazine co-host, Alan Huttner, and his good friend, Bill O'Hanlon, psychotherapist, best-selling author, and featured Oprah guest. Guest presenters include Marianne Williamson, Andrew Harvey, Joan Borisenko, Bruce Lipton, Larry Dossey, Harville Hendrix, and many more. A lot of great content available, MP3 audio downloads, PDF transcripts, CEU credits, and free conversations with bonus materials. Go to www.transitionsteleseminars.com for more information.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio.
So it's George and Alan. We're back in this segment. We're going to talk. I have an opportunity to listen to a great interview Alan did with Ralph Metzner on the book The Mystic Chemist, The Life of Albert Hofmann by Synergistic Press.
And an honor to hang out with Ralph Metzner after many years of knowing about you and some of the mutual friends and associates, including Ram Dass, and never got to meet Timothy Leary. Having Birth of a Psychedelic Culture in front of me, and also Mystic Chemist, both those books by Synergetic Press that kind of precipitated this, and Tango, who's the publisher, bringing you over here. And when we left off, we were speaking about the revolution, a major revolution that happened through the 60s, really into the 70s, too. I had mentioned that I thought the 80s was a change period where all of a sudden money and materialism really swelled to a different level than before. That's my perception. Mm-hmm. You know, just think about that a minute. One of my favorite pieces was written by Marianne Williamson. I don't know if you know her. She's written a number of best-selling books. One of those, Healing the Soul of America, where she got out of her love mode of teaching or writing and spoke about those turbulent times where the assassinations took place. Mm-hmm. And she felt that that was quelling an awakening of consciousness that basically said, stay out of our business. Mm-hmm. The private sector or the government, go buy toys, get wealthy, have new cars, you know, fueling that those were the important things. And it kind of quelled this. And you said it went underground, and I'm with that for a while. But more things are happening right now. There is a seeming awakening, particularly with marijuana, but this organization MAPS, I forget what the acronym is for, are doing, you know, studies. Do you think that we might see a resurgence of this kind of research and put it into the hands of the doctors and the psychiatrists and the psychologists and the people and wake people up? Because if we don't, you know, we need some kind of mass awakening with where we're headed. And you can give me your philosopher on it, Dr. Metzner.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yes, waking up is always better than staying asleep.
It's a metaphor, but you know what I mean.
Yes, no, it's a good metaphor.
Yeah.
So I don't quite, I mean, the idea, often people talk about the 60s as being a time of revolution. But, you know, to a certain extent, that's true. But I would say the movement of these social change movements, they were not aimed at overthrowing the government. You know, if you think of a revolution like the Russian Revolution or the French Revolution, mm-hmm. get rid of the king, get rid of the czar,
yeah.
you know, and that's set up a whole new power system. Yeah. I mean, there were elements. It's true. There were elements within the broader change, social change movement that had that kind of activist flavor. But I would say the broadest part of it, you know, is like make love, not war. That's not a revolution. It's not like we don't mind whichever government you have. You
leave
know,
us alone.
Let us be. Yeah. You know, let life be. Yeah. Let life flourish.
Yeah.
You know, and let black and white children go to school together. And let's take care of the plants and animals as well. Mm-hmm. And let's find new ways to live together peacefully. And let's protect the environment.
Yeah.
And let's protect justice. Let's practice justice and like that. And that's so you put energy in all the different fields. You put energy into it to support that kind of. Evolution. You know,
now, a lot of people are using that word now. We're in an evolutionary spiral.
You know, so it's revolutionary in the sense that in the individual, in a kind of a metaphoric way, you'd say it's a completely different way of thinking mm-hmm. and a different way of attitude towards life. But that's one of the things the commentators always noticed about the hippies, for example. The hippies were very peaceful. You know, they were the flower children, for Pete's sake. They were full peace and love, man, you know, like that.
Yeah.
And people said, well, they're kind of irresponsible. They don't want to work. You know, they want to drop out. And Leary kind of, you know, used language in a kind of a loose way because he was a trickster. Mm-hmm. He was an Irish trickster like James Joyce and Jonathan Swift. And so he liked to shock people and provoke them to get them to wake up. He turn on, tune in, drop out. I mean, that was a slogan that was suggested to him by that Canadian philosopher. He didn't literally mean drop out of society and go and live in the woods, but drop out of your sort of psychological commitment to a certain path that's kind of limited. And of course, the people who have children will have children. The people who have families will have a job. And some of the people that lived in our community in Millbrook, for example, had families and children and needed a steady job to be families and children. For me, that happened to not be true. So it was possible for me to stay much longer in a kind of a free form, social kind of uncommitted state where I didn't. You know, at a certain point after being a Harvard graduate student, then the Harvard professors would say, well, you got to buckle down and, you know, apply for an assistant professor job. And then you go as associate and you do the career line and eventually you'll become a professor and you'll be set and, you know, like that for life. And as one of the professors at Harvard said to me, and he couldn't understand how I would just throw that all away. And I couldn't make him understand how that had absolutely no interest for me anymore.
Yeah.
Because the things I was learning through the psychedelic experiences were so much more interesting and so much more significant, both personally and kind of socially and cosmically,
yeah.
that it had no attraction. So it was no loss. There was no loss at all. And Leary and Alpert was the same thing. Alpert said, yeah, you know, I don't regret anything about being fired. The only thing I regret was that it, you know, hurt my mother's feelings for a while.
Well, and of course, you know, I don't know that much about Timothy Leary, but I've had this close association with Ram Dass over all these years because I wanted to find him and finally did, although I found his teacher at the time and got sidetracked for 3 years in that community. Mm-hmm. But the whole spiritual evolution of his journey to India and meeting Neem Karoli Baba and having the natural state of I'll call it a higher consciousness or deep love triggered and manifested in that changed another level of his life.
Absolutely. And that all passed after the Millbrook experiment. See, the Millbrook experiment was concluded because we all couldn't get along.
Yeah.
That's basically what it come to. And Leary and I actually asked Ram Dass to leave because we talk about that quite openly in that book and we discussed it. And it was destructive. You know, and it's very hard to have a community of like-minded people together, as the communitarian movement knows very well.
Yeah.
But he went on his own path, and Leary went on his path, and I went on my path. We had that period of time, about a half a dozen years, where we worked very collaboratively. I think now, in retrospect, and I've said that, and Leary does too, that we had a sort of, you might say, an assigned task by the guiding spirits of our culture that to bring into popular awareness the values of this drug so it wouldn't just stay the property of the medical pharmaceutical complex. And Hoffman, you see, as I mentioned right at the beginning, saw that right away.
Yeah.
He said, and he's about as hardcore conservative medical pharmaceutical, that's what he is. Mm-hmm. And he said, yes, we should do those studies and for helping people with psychiatric conditions and so forth. But that's not all. This is far broader than that. And he had the genius, the visionary genius, to see that. And the story is not finished.
Yeah, well, that's what
it's not finished.
Tell me.
There are thousands of people who use these drugs, who match them, and they're high-quality drugs. They're not necessarily always bad. They're not criminals. They're seasoned professional people. They're serious people who have families and who make a contribution to societies. They've not dropped out. Not at all. Not at all.
So tell me... I'd like to hear Dr. Ralph Metzner's vision, your mission and purpose. I know you're still writing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would you like to see if you could put on a prophetic,
what would I like to see?
Yeah, what would you like to see happen with everything that you know about psychedelics, as well as new forms of therapy, as well as people coming together in some
new
way?
All of that is good. I agreed with Leary. You know, Leary also said, yes, of course, continue doing the scientific double-blind placebo-controlled experiment. Yes, of course, work with it in therapy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there's other things going on, you know, and I agree with it. Yes, research with MDMA and dealing with post-traumatic stress trauma. I'm not doing it. I don't have an affiliation with any company. I'm a sort of social anthropologist, social psychologist. I'm observing the culture. And
writing about it,
yeah. and but all levels of the culture, not just the establishment.
Harvest the Wisdom, Age Nation Radio. Elizabeth Rose here, co-producer of the thought-provoking and life-enhancing TransitionsTeleseminars.com series, inviting you to listen to prominent guests conversing on love, spirituality, money, sexuality, and the mystical. This series is hosted by your Age Nation Radio Magazine co-host, Alan Huttner, and his good friend, Bill O'Hanlon, psychotherapist, best-selling author, and featured Oprah guest. Guest presenters include Marianne Williamson, Andrew Harvey, Joan Borisenko, Bruce Lipton, Larry Dossey, Harville Hendricks, and many more. A lot of great content available, MP3 audio downloads, PDF transcripts, CEU credits, and free conversations with bonus materials. Go to www.transitionsteleseminars.com for more information.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio.
Age Nation Radio.
as usual, Alan, you know, a terrific job on your interview with Ralph Metzner. And he is a remarkable guy, you know. A little later, we're going to be doing our weekly You've Got to Be Kidding segment and have some more great music and your rap, of course. But let's talk about your interview with Ralph and some of the things he said.
I made a few notes because I like to listen to it again. It's different. You know, when you're doing it, you're in the middle of it, and then it's like an air check.
Yep.
And what came up was this thing about the 60s revolution. I missed the early part of it because I was in my corporate career and wearing three-piece suits and vests and clean-shaven. But I heard and felt what was going on. And, of course, Metzner, being part of the Ram Dass Timothy Leary team at Harvard, did a lot of research in the graduate program in consciousness changes, which gets back to the theme of ordinary ruts of perception or ordinary reality. And I got to say, if I didn't have some of the 60s generation below me, my cousins, some of them were going to college, and part of the protests that were going on against some of the more ordinary academic ruts of teaching, and I did an experiment with a little bit of mind altering, I wouldn't be here today talking to you about these things.
Well, yeah, that's the thing about alternate realities. You know, they in our society, we have these multiple tracks and channels that people are on. And one of the things that I love about what Ralph was talking about was the stress that he puts on the fact that social change isn't revolution. And yet those in our society that are clinging tenaciously within their ruts of ordinary perception, they view change as being a threat instead of an opportunity, you know. And so much of that energy that began the look at alternate realities in the United States happened in a legal way when you think about it. You know, it was approved by Harvard. It had all of the marks and the parameters of social research. And yet somehow or another, what began as a wake-up call in consciousness suddenly fell into the category of illegal and bad and all of the rest of it.
What do you think that's about, really? I mean, there's a lot of theories about now the legalization of marijuana, medical marijuana. I mean, we're moving into some of these altered states as a recreational thing, and as well as a medical thing. And I think it's a positive move.
Well, clearly, I mean, I want to be clear that what we're talking about in the ruts of ordinary perception are not, we're spending some time today on medicines or consciousness altering drugs, but breath work and fasting and all of these things are avenues to get there. But the key is that there's such a difference between alcohol that puts you to sleep and makes you dumb and these kinds of expanding consciousness elements that wake you up. And it's about waking up that we're really talking. The method isn't as critical as anything else. So where are we? We're at the You Gotta Be Kidding time, Alan. You know, when we look at the items in the news that show how strange and wacky our world is. And sometimes we look at the miraculous, of course, as well. But today we're going to be talking about the wacky. According to the Daily Kos, California Republicans are desperate. In the past 2 weeks, GOP assembly members have sent mailings out on what some say is the state dime to their constituents about health insurance. Only they're not directing people to the official California exchange, which is one of the best exchanges in the country. Instead, they're sending them to their own URL that's loaded with negative articles and inaccurate information intended to sour people up on signing. Elected officials trying to deny people's right to buy affordable health care. You gotta be kidding.
And three phone companies are trying to change some of the nation's poorest parents, grandparents, and children upwards of a dollar, or they're charging them, they're charging them a dollar per minute to talk on the phone to loved ones. And these families have no choice but to pay the high cost because their loved ones are in prison. These phone companies have exclusive deals with 45 states that allow them to charge these obscenely high fees. They pay a percentage of the profits back to the state. You got to be kidding. More kidding.
A lot of kidding. Automatic budget cuts, as we all know, are scheduled to go into effect after January 1. Some estimate that the result will be the loss of between 800,000 and a million jobs next year. And some Tea Party members in Congress are calling this a home run. They think it's a baseball game. We pay these people six-figure salaries, provide them with full health care, lifetime retirement, and they want to cut between 800,000 and a million jobs. You got to be kidding.
Oh, man. And talk about a merry band of thieves. Robert Weissman of Public Citizen reports that in 2013, activists and investors submitted nearly 700,000 comments to urge the FEC to require corporations to disclose recipients of election spending. The FEC put the ruling on its official to-do list for 2013, but never got around to it. And guess what disappeared from the 2014 agenda? Again, you got to be kidding.
Yeah, we're living in a strange time today in America, and most of us know, unfortunately, little or nothing about it, because, unfortunately, our traditional press doesn't spend a whole lot of time talking about it. That's what You Gotta Be Kidding is all about.
A-G-Nation Radio.
Elizabeth Rose here, co-producer of the thought-provoking and life-enhancing TransitionsTeleseminars.com series, inviting you to listen to prominent guests conversing on love, spirituality, money, sexuality, and the mystical. This series is hosted by your Age Nation Radio magazine co-host, Alan Huttner, and his good friend, Bill O'Hanlon, psychotherapist, best-selling author, and featured Oprah guest. Guest presenters include Marianne Williamson, Andrew Harvey, Joan Borisenko, Bruce Lipton, Larry Dossey, Harville Hendricks, and many more. A lot of great content available, MP3 audio downloads, PDF transcripts, CEU credits, and free conversations with bonus materials. Go to www.transitionsteleseminars.com for more information.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Reclaim your passion. Age Nation Radio.
George and Alan here, back for segment 4.
And we're going to open this segment with one of George's magnificent editorials called Getting Outside the Ruts, and close with one of my pen-name poetic rants, a Rudy rap. So that's what we're doing now.
So most of us know that our lives are habituated. Oftentimes the same old groove. Many times the same things that we do, the same places we go, the same people we associate with. And of course, we view reality through eyes that have the same beliefs in place. Beliefs, you see, act as filters in a little gland-like structure at the base of our brains called the reticular activator. It's a censoring device. Prevents the brain from burning out by only allowing information and sensory perceptions in that match our beliefs. That's why we say that if we want to change our experience, we have to change our beliefs. One way to do this is to make curiosity our ally. In fact, there's an old expression that says curiosity is the cure for boredom, and fortunately, there's no cure for curiosity. Questions are another key. If we spend more time exploring what we don't know rather than continuously living within and repeating what we do know, life can become a real adventure. Observation is another key. Start observing what's actually going on. Listen closely to what actually is being said. And measure all of this against our feelings and intuitions rather than against our beliefs. Do these things, and you'll be amazed at how the ruts suddenly stop presenting such a problem and start to disappear. Take risks. Go to places you normally don't go. Explore different points of view. Read things that are outside of your comfort zone. Do things you've never done before, even if you feel awkward or foolish at first. I know in our world most people don't like to feel foolish, but the truth of the matter is, remember, Parsifal was a fool and he got the golden grail. In short, live on the edge rather than in the middle. And finally, roll up your sleeves and experiment with new forms of prayer, reflection, meditation, yoga, breathwork, consciousness-altering substances, fasting, and remember, listen to what's being said. Observe what's going on, and always measure this against your intuition. Do that and much more. And after all, this precious gift that's your life, don't live it in the habitual. Live it between the notes in the magnificent and marvelous mystery that lies beyond the ruts of ordinary perception.
All right. Thanks, George, for your terrific advice. What do you say we give folks an advanced look at what's coming next week here?
Absolutely. Next week, we're going to continue to look at other ways we can get out of the ruts of ordinary perception so that each of us can experience life and life's mysteries more joyfully and directly. Our guest next week, you and I do that wonderful interview with inspiring poet Mark Nepo, who's going to share some ways he explores the magic and wonder of life.
Also, some terrific humor and commentary, great music, special features, a lot more. Find out about Age Nation online at agenation.com. Read next, our new digital magazine. Get involved and learn from our team of experts. Sign up today. It's free. Again, agenation.com.
So now it's time for one of Alan's commentaries. He calls them Rudy's Raps, and someday we'll talk about how that name came about. Today's entitled Ageless Saging Nation.
And I will do this to the music of the Desert Dwellers and Kaya Project titled Chassi Ram Blues from their new album Night Visions Desert Dwellers Selected Remixes. Ageless Saging Nation. Seeing identity separation as mental constipation. The crisis of true identity. A self-knowing aberration. Time to end excessive ego placation. Yes, bodies age. Deterioration is a life stage. Birth and death in the turn of a page. Yet something beyond calls in the sage. How long can this physical cycle be? What if our thinking was not just about me, but more focused on the collective we? Call it collectivity. Remembering, all just words pointing to the way, the Tao, as Lao Tzu would say. Consider this, though. We can, to some degree, change the Ao of Tao, the misappropriation of living in the now. Forget the sacred cow. Embrace all life as sacred. Share equally. Get soul naked. What are we thinking in our little bubbles, forsaken? No longer turn away from each other. Father, mother, sister, brother, friend, lover. Time to face the real one, respecting all life. No longer absent of fun. Find that missing joy, self-knowing to be one, human beings born of same skin, blood, and bone with the planetary life we collectively share, our home, our planet Earth, our biodome. Time for repair, rethinking the who, what, where, of who we are. busting out of our self-constraining jar. Sub-Ec, all one, built of the same atoms and molecules of earth and sun. Embracing the one mind, its key to end the bind. Curb your anger, be kind, tell the truth, de-stress, unwind, meditate, integrate with Mother Earth. Time to better relate, understand our collective fate. Yes, all of humanity is at stake. So enough of this duality debate. It's a primary cause of heartache and other disease. For our common illness, none it does please. Love is the glue, the ultimate appease. Love and truth, pleasure and ease. Love is now, love is forever. Make that discovery your prime endeavor. Make your biz knowing love. It's all that is.
The best is yet to come. Age Nation Radio. Elizabeth Rose here, co-producer of the thought-provoking and life-enhancing TransitionsTeleseminars.com series, inviting you to listen to prominent guests conversing on love, spirituality, money, sexuality, and the mystical. This series is hosted by your Age Nation Radio Magazine co-host, Alan Huttner, and his good friend, Bill O'Hanlon, psychotherapist, best-selling author, and featured Oprah guest. Guest presenters include Marianne Williamson, Andrew Harvey, Joan Borisenko, Bruce Lipton, Larry Dossey, Harville Hendricks, and many more. A lot of great content available, MP3 audio downloads, PDF transcripts, CEU credits, and free conversations with bonus materials. Go to www.transitionsteleseminars.com for more information.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action and to a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit donotgoquietlythebook.com.
You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.